Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. It's a rainy February morning. Phone lines here are 605-4565. 4567. That's 4567. If you dial 4565, you can still get a hold of us, but just in the other office, and I refuse to run out there. Joined today by Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl and Linda.
And, of course, by my sweetie.
Good morning. You know what happens here? It is 7:06. Rainy today, likely a high of 50. And so if you're just waking up, it's raining outside. So, again, chances of rain a lot this week. But
think how much it's doing for the lakes.
The preparation of what it is to try to get ready for the show and bring you information. And just know that we are just kind of on the fly out there. You can hear this. And then we'd be like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm like, okay.
And then you just hope that the microphones are turned on when you come in, you know?
Exactly. So I have a special announcement. Remember we talked about the Women's Fund and we had the board on it. It was fabulous. The cabinet members of the Women's Fund invite you to a community forum. That is Tuesday, February 9th, 12 noon at the Community Room in the Reading Library. Join us as we explore the world in which children and adolescents are growing up today. We have Early Jacobs, who's the coordinator of Shasta County Office of Education, Bridges to Success Program, and Barbara McIver, founding and former executive director of Girls and Company of the Northern Sacramento Valley. It should be very informative. A brown bag lunch will be available for $5. But I'm going to be there. So please come out. And this is, again, educating ourselves and taking interest and being involved with the future of our county, which is our children. And you need to RSVP by calling 244-1219. Or if you are a computer person and you can email info@shastaref.org. That's info@shastaref.org. Better call 244-1219.
The record search light. I read the record search light. I think, like I said, every community needs a paper. I think they had a good article in there today about the convention center. They're talking about closing down the convention center. As you remember, we had Chris Gonzalez, who runs the convention center, and the head of the events committee was in here last week. We were talking about the convention center. And right now the convention center is losing money, and it's a significant amount of money. And so Kurt Starman is talking it up with saying that officials are looking at closing the 40-year-old Civic Auditorium and the Convention's Visitors Bureau. But there hasn't been anything firm about it. And as has said all the city council, they said, before we do anything, we're going to take a look at all the different avenues. But one of the things they said was that a rebalance of the general fund, and that part of it would go to, if they did close down the convention center, part of it would go to Turtle Bay and go to a couple of other areas. The problem with this that I see is, you know, can the convention center be run more simply? Can it be run more cheaply? What happens if you do privatize that entity? They did say there's like $2.6 million worth of repairs that have to be done on it. However, the fact is that it's being used at over 200 days a year. And many of the events that are being held there are non-profit organizations that are raising money for organizations right here in Shasta County and in Reading. And if you shut it down and this goes away, where do the organizations go to have their fundraisers? Where do they go to have events if not there? Is there other places they could go to? Do they go to Big League Dreams? Do they go out to Simpson? Do they go someplace and just to have these? And one of the reasons they have it at convention centers, convention center gives it to them at a good price. But with that money, they use that to take up the slack that the state and the county and the city have cut a lot of these budgets due to the economic morass we've gotten ourselves into and that we're not going to be getting out of here for the next couple of years. So before, I would hope that the city council thinks that before they do away with this and they send this money to other areas, that they think about the impact it would have on the whole community and not just, the fact that they've had conversations with Turtle Bay and the McConnell Foundation. We've got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt, and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You'd love that.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's the place I walk into when I want a cigar. Also, Espresso Joe's. You want coffee? They got it. You want to order a double non-soy foamy thing? They'll make it for you. That's Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. So much more than just a tobacco emporium.
You're revved up.
Let's go. Phil, you want to talk Iraq?
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, Do you know the name, Carl, of a U.S. Marine artillery officer, Mike Stobel, Lieutenant Colonel Mike Stobel?
Stobel.
Have you ever heard that name?
Yeah,
heard Stobel. It. Yeah, I have heard that from some
yeah,
place.
Yeah, he was an escort in 2004 to return the remains of PFC Chance Payne.
Yes, that's where it was from.
To Wyoming, yeah.
Yes.
I just haven't had the opportunity to rent that video about that true life story and really realize the care and the concern that we give to those that have served, that have given the ultimate sacrifice. And I tell you what, that was quite a movie. It was quite a video if you get a chance to.
Yeah, it's called Taking Chance Home. And if you get a chance to rent that or buy it, I would recommend that. And if I can say this, Phil, there was no exaggerations in that movie.
Yeah.
That is exactly how they take care of our fallen heroes,
yeah.
With a reverence that is probably seen nowhere else in the world. And this had, as you know from the movie, it had a tremendous effect on the Marine that was escorting him home.
Oh yeah, that just it was touching and it just brings to home the price that we're paying. I don't know what our casualty rate is up now. Is it over 4,000, 5,000 that were.
Yeah, it's I think it's 4,000 and something. But in Iraq has dropped, so dramatically in the last 2 years. But Afghanistan's picking up, and I just saw where there's 3 more people killed over the weekend in Pakistan as part of a training, part of a training accident. But we're, you're going to see it ramping up even more as the weather clears in Afghanistan, as the soldiers and the Marines are hunting down the Taliban over there.
Well, let's continue to, sometimes we get complacent in what we're doing and not realizing the privileges and the freedoms we have and the cost that's being paid for that. And I tell you what, I'm a Vietnam vet, and I was there when I was 19 years old, and I just, I tell you what, it teared me up.
Well,
I appreciate your service, and I enjoy your show, and I'm glad you guys are back on the air.
Thanks, Phil. And we salute you for your service to this country. You're a hero, my friend.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, and speaking of heroes.
Can we go back about that movie?
Okay, yeah.
Taking Chance. Everyone
Taking Chance Home.
Should see that movie. And I did, I don't know who I was talking to about the movie and how the, what are the angels called? The people who take
care. I think they're calling them just guardian angels. I mean, I'm not sure which one.
Okay, the ones
about.
That take, that take care of the body when the body comes and they clean the body.
Yeah.
And I think there's a name for it. But the people who were in that movie, really, this is what they do in real life. They weren't actors.
Really?
Yeah. So there were a few people, a few of the positions in which you saw taking the remains of Chance to different various locations that were the people who really do that, which just made it, when I heard that, even made it more impactful for me. I mean, the whole thing, first of all, I didn't sleep for 2 nights afterwards. I mean, we saw it at 11 o'clock because we wanted to see when it first hit the airwaves, and we couldn't see a 5 and we couldn't see a 9, so we saw the 11. And I didn't sleep all night because it just remained. It was one of those movies that stirred the inside of my soul. I'm so proud to be an American. And I think about, when someone gives their lives for this country, it's not just next or cha-ching, or it really is a ripple down effect. The families, the hundreds of lives that one soul touched, it's amazing. And I think this movie is very educational in just that awakening.
Well, it's a it is an education, but it's an education in such a way that you sit there and you go, oh my God, I didn't realize that. I didn't know they had to do that. And it's a story of a time from when a young man is killed in an IED on the road in Iraq. And the 10 days, his 10-day or 12-day journey from Iraq to the funeral, to the burial in his hometown. So it's it's quite a touching movie. And if you have not seen it, it's called Taking Chance. And you need to go out and rent it. And then you'll have perhaps a more of an idea, even more of a reverence for those warriors that are out there in the front right now for us. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Five Star Bank celebrates 10 years of doing business in the Great Central Valley. In 1999, our goal was to provide local banking with an emphasis on commercial, real estate, and small business. 10 years later, Five Star Bank has grown into a trusted business partner, providing customers with solution-based personal service. Business, real estate, personal banking, Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell, Reading. Visit us at our website at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, a local bank dedicated to emerging business.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to know a secret? Dentistry does not have to be painful or scary. A visit to the dentist can be a positive experience even when treatment is necessary. Are you among the over 90 million Americans who are afraid to go to the dentist? Dr. William Farrell, a family dentist with over 30 years of experience, including sedation dentistry, can help you regain your health and have the fabulous smile you have always wanted. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or a missing tooth that needs to be replaced, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff offer safe, effective, comfortable treatments to anxious and fearful patients. Dr. William Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. Is your schedule really busy? Is taking off work or the kids missing school a problem? Dr. Farrell has the answer. For your convenience, Dr. William Farrell has expanded his practice hours to include evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palisadrodentistry.com.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
I'm feeling that. Good morning. 7:23 this morning. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. KCNR1460.com. We're taking your emails. If you have something that you want, you know, you don't want to get on the phone, you don't want to talk, you might have, you know, that can't do that until I have coffee stuff. Email us, KCNR1460.com. But right now we do have a caller. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning. You are on KCNR.
Hi, Carl and Linda. Ron Largent here.
Hi.
Hey, Ron Largent.
Just want to give an opinion up front about the issue at the, or what's coming up at the convention center. I guess up front, I think this needs to have a lot of discussion. To a degree, it seems to me that the convention center is probably its own worst enemy. I don't see a lot of marketing being done. And still they have, as you said, 200 nights or events a year. That's quite a few. But I know that they are very expensive, and I just don't see much evidence of somebody trying to market it. And I think that's part of the problem. There are groups that try to go down there, and by the time we get checking it out, the cost becomes prohibitive. Just lots of issues.
How much are the costs there? Because the impression I got from them was that, from another article I read, was for a non-profit organization, they're paying like $4,000 or something for the night. I mean, I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with exactly how much it charges. I just know that when I've been involved with organizations that inquire about using the facility, they price themselves out of the market, and we end up going to a hotel or to another facility. And I think that's part of the problem, is that there's no one that's aggressively marketing and looking at what's out there. I mean, when you have these big weekend events like the Loggers Conference and Cool April Nights coming up, you know, they bring a huge amount of business into the area. And I think that could be expanded. I know another issue is when you call over there, it is getting part of the facility. And so, you know, two and two isn't making four. When you call over there and you can't get a facility, or when you call over there and it's too expensive and you go out to another facility here, it's pretty soon you get to the point and say, well, let's forget it. You know, they're not even interested in getting our business. And this is kind of the feedback that I've gotten. I really would like to see the city council maybe convene a community group on this and get some feedback from people that have been involved over the years. At this stage, to go the privatization route, to me, just doesn't make sense, especially when we don't have all these questions about price and availability. Because let's face it, if they're getting 200 events a year, that's a pretty good shot. That's you know, that's certainly more than 50% of the time. And I think that if we start looking into it, we could find that there's other ways to get the facility used. They've got some great meeting rooms downstairs. And just to give you an example, you know, the Tea Party that meets on Monday night, they're looking for a facility. Why couldn't they use one of the downstairs rooms, for example, for a couple hours? They're going to pay $200 or $300 a night. Well, that's better than having it sit empty. So when we inquire, we find out, well, there's going to be a concert. You know, there's one concert on a Monday night in June or whatever, and that shoots that idea down. But I'm saying that let's be creative, think beyond the box.
Yeah, they are. They've got to do, you know, any way you look at it, it's got to be pushed out there is how can we bring in the events? You know, if there's 200 a year, it doesn't leave, you know, it doesn't leave a lot. There's another 100 you could get in there. But what you don't take into account is the type it takes if you have an event that to tear down, clean up, and then reset up again. So you might add, you know, if you add a day on each side of that, then all of a sudden you're at 300 days or at 600 days. So it can't be working like that. So I know that they can tear down and set up in one day from conventions. I've seen them do that. But
right.
I think though that the thing that concerns me just a little bit, and only maybe because of the way it's written, was in the Record Searchlight, it said that you know, that Starman developed the idea of closing the convention center and devoting some of the savings to the Turtle Bay and Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association after talking with Turtle Bay officers and hoteliers. And it looks like he talked to Judy Salter, former head of the Turtle Bay CEO, Mike Warren, Steve Gaines. And if they were the only people in the discussion, of course, it may sound like it's, you know, it's a good idea. I would hope that there was more discussion than that. You know, they're all, I mean, everybody wants, you know, what's best for the city, but everybody probably has a different idea. At least the city council is not going in lockstep with this. They are going to, you know, I would hope that they would look at all the different avenues that we could use to bring the convention center back into, at least closer into the black.
Right, I would too, but let's face it, Turtle Bay is not exactly a model for a profit organization.
Well,
they're having lots of difficulty marketing that. I'm a member there. I believe in it, support it. But I think there's, again, let's look at all of the options. Let's bring people that have been involved with the center over the years into the picture. And let's look at what is out there that we're not getting now.
Yeah.
Why are we not getting more organizations to use the meeting room facilities downstairs, which are very nice? And, you know, what are the factors? So anyway, I just bring it up. It's a good item for discussion.
Okay.
I think we should continue the discussion.
I think you're absolutely right. We shouldn't just let this one just go on down and have it one of those, you know, you vote, you know, it's one of those, it's just, you know, in conclusion type votes.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Warren.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We're going to have to take a break here.
Yeah, in a few seconds.
We've got somebody on the line, so hold on, Norm, and have a guest that we're going to talk about the login conference. The guy, his name is Ted, and he is here to specifically do an educational program. This is Carl and Linda Bard here, KCNR 1460.
You know, we're dancing to the shrimp boats here. You know, we even brought in some extra people while during the break so we could all dance to Shrimp Boats. They're coming. They're coming.
Tonight.
It's February. Carl and Linda Bott.
February 4th, 7:33 in the morning. It's 47 degrees outside with showers, so be careful. Let's go right to a call to start the top of this segment. Norm, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
We're wonderful.
We're dancing to the Shrimp Boats are coming.
They had a program for veterans at Sacred Heart in Anderson yesterday, and I really, really enjoyed it, and I think veterans, when they hear programs like that, they should really participate, because them kids are, they're our future, and to see them kids up there performing like that, it just really made your heart feel good.
What do they do, Norm?
Well, they danced, or they didn't dance, but they sang songs, all patriotic songs.
You know, that is great.
They was from preschool on up.
I know that some. It's at one point during Veterans Day, some of the Patriot Guard riders.
There was a bunch of them out there yesterday. Yeah,
and the old guard went up there.
There was a few veterans, but, you know, there could have been a whole lot more.
Well, you know, I think what we'll do is Linda, you and I will get better at this, at about announcing these.
Yeah.
And having people call in and tell us about it, because there's all of a sudden we get an announcement after it's happened.
Well, I'll make it a point when I hear these things, I'll let
you know. You know, Norm, that would be great if, you know, is sometimes we get emails, but, you know, truthfully, we get hundreds of emails. And if somebody would just call and say, hey, this is happening tomorrow, you know, that goes to the top of our list for getting it out to everybody.
You know, because I've been kind of promoting those Patriot Guards and things they have out to the cemetery, you know, when they find their people all over the country. Yeah. And them things are fantastic. And if we could get more people out there, that would be great.
Yeah, for the burials for the missing in America. Yeah, you know, Norm, hey, be our unofficial notifier, will you?
Okay, I'll take care of it.
Okay, Norm, thanks a lot.
Take care now.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we've got another person that he swaggered in here with he's got a logging look about him. He's got a double-bladed axe on his shoulder and a blue ox double-parked on Market Street. That's right. We're talking about Ted James, logger.
Big bad Ted.
Good morning.
Yeah, Ted doesn't even know us, and he says, what did I get into this?
Yeah, welcome.
Okay, Ted James, you are here to talk about the logging conference, right?
Correct.
But even more so about some of the events that are going on for the kids.
Right. The portions of the logging conference that a lot of folks aren't familiar with, I mean, they see the equipment, they see the new tools that are brought to the conference, but what they don't hear often about is the educational programs that the conference supports statewide, and then also the educational programs that the conference puts on itself here in-house, and I thought I'd come in today and tell you about a few of those things, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Shoot. Hey,
any man that walks in with a double-bladed axe, hey, feel free to talk about anything you want.
Well, thank you.
The station goes off at about midnight.
I don't have that much. But it is important that, you know, natural resource education, as California grows, becomes more urbanized, away from the family farm and away from the family forest, folks are becoming more and more detached in our state from agriculture in general and forestry. And so one of the big pushes for this Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is to try and reattach teachers, kids, parents to what's actually going on out in the forest. And we have a couple programs that we do in-house, but some that we support, that the conference supports with funds that are statewide. One is the Forestry Institute for Teachers that the Society of American Foresters puts on. And this is a week-long program where they bring teachers from all across California, really focused on the cities and Bay Area, Southern California, those folks. And the teachers can come up for a full week course in different areas of Northern California, and they actually walk away with a curriculum that they could take back to their schools that's more, you know, reality-based on what they saw up here in the woods in Northern California.
As opposed to clear-cutting those little squirrels' homes.
That's exactly right,
and watching
right, yeah.
Bambi out there, you know, legs up in the air.
Right.
Just dead.
Well, yeah, they see the real story and then base their curriculum off of that. Other programs that we support are one called Talk About Trees. That's a statewide program at all where folks actually go into the classroom. They call them classroom field trips, and those are focused on elementary schools. We also support a program called California Forestry Challenge, which is forests. Forests are used as the classroom, and they bring high school students out and educate them with resource professionals, and then they in turn do a challenge or a test and try and do the best for their high school competition.
Hey, look, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk to our friend Mike Quinn, who's in here. We want to talk about, you know, stopping logging is just wrong. I mean, we need to have this part of our economy back up and strong again. And we can do that by working together. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part D patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Carl. Carl's out of the cage. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Fox News Radio.
Well, that's probably why. Hey, if you... No, you're not. If that's Fox, Fox...
We're in trouble. Carl and DeBott. Okay, take it down. Carl and DeBott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
7:43 in the morning. Some people just might not be ready, but
that's
we
right.
are. We're
wake
here.
Up,
we're
grab the phone, 605-4567. Tell us that we're being too happy. Hey, another person that wandered into to our spacious studios, and, you know, I wish people could see this, you know, with the fountains and that jacuzzi spa that we have in here, is Mike Quinn. Mike is a big mover and shaker on this blogging conference. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I've had the privilege of co-chairing the publicity side of the logging conference. And so I used to work in the logging industry for a gentleman named Emmett Baugh and his company's Emmett Baugh Trucking and Cascade Logging. And that's how I really got to know a whole lot about it. And when I left that, I was asked to, you know, to help them put, you know, some publicity together to really get people to understand what's going on, you know, what Ted is doing out there. I mean, this is important for him to get out there and tell people, look, we just don't have a trade show that comes. We have education out there, and the education is for everybody. And we listen, we have panels, we have people coming in, and you hear both sides. It's very, very interesting to get in there and really learn about the forests, and that's what this is all about.
You know, we should be able to have a symbiotic relationship with our forest. You know, it shouldn't be something that people are just, oh, you're clear cutting. You know, we saw, Linda and I were talking about it, and when we were coming back through Wyoming, how when you take care of the forest and they clear areas, and it helps for fire, but it also helps the trees to grow.
Absolutely. You know, there's, and this is according to National Geographic, there's 14 times the number of trees in this country there were 150 years ago. And, I mean, that's a lot. And you know, they're fighting for water just like we are when we have these drought years. You know, the trees don't have as much, and they become weakened, and then all of a sudden they become beetle-infested, and they die, and you have fires, and you have all these things that are going on, and all we're saying is take care of them. You know, what happened to the forests? Well, you know, years ago they decided to stop fighting the fires. The Native Americans knew what to do. You know, as they came down out of the country, you know, they would set the land on fire. And actually, the Spanish who first came here, they called California the land of smoke and fire, because, you know, they'd let it burn, and it took down all the little brush, underbrush, and things like that. And the forests were in great shape.
That was centuries ago, right?
It was. I mean, they
understood. It has not changed a bit.
No.
Including the fact you hear Spanish everywhere here.
That's right.
In Southern California. Okay.
So, but unfortunately, we have our smoke at the wrong time. That was in the fall, as the snow would, you know, right, bring them down out of the hills. They would backfire, and everything was fine. So it's very interesting to, you know, to look at how things have evolved, and then, you know, you stop this logging, and we have these horrendous fires now. The ones we had a couple of years ago, I mean, that was Mother Nature who came in and did it, but we couldn't stop it. You know, it was the forests were just too thick, and there was just too much going on. But you can do it. You know, Whiskeytown does a great job every year. They set some fires in there, and you'll see the smoke from here. And what they're doing is clearing out the underbrush the natural way. And the other way to do that is to go in and log intelligently. You don't take all the old growth and all this. You have a mixture of trees on the land, you know, young trees, you know, older trees, and they all have a function.
Well, I think the problem is that the it's like Bambi, you know, the movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's the fact is people hear things, they read things, and don't understand is that eliminating some of the trees makes more trees healthier and makes the land healthier. And even the ones that have been in the fires, if they bring them down, I mean, they can use them for biomass. They can still do it. And yet we're still being fought on that in so many ways. And you're absolutely right. The amount of water a tree takes every day is unbelievable.
Yes, it is. You know, a mature tree, 40 gallons of water a day. So where is our water going? Well, everybody's fighting for it now, and it doesn't need to be that way. We can do things very intelligently. And, you know, by thinning your forest, there's a demonstration for us, and I wish if we could take everybody on this long train and put them on it and go up there just north of Weed as you're heading off to Bend, Oregon. They've actually got a demonstration for us along the highway. And it's where they've gone in and they've thinned it out. They've cleaned the brush underneath. They've got old trees. They've got young trees. There's grass growing because the sun's hitting the floor. And, you know, there's animals going through there and stuff like that. It is exactly what our forest should look like. And instead of letting the trees just grow so thick that you can't even walk through them, when you do that, you create a canopy. The sun does not get to the ground anymore. And you've got a bunch of the tree branches die underneath. And so you've got a lot of fuel that's in the forest. And that is what's really dangerous. And so, you know, we've got to just do this intelligently. Nobody's saying go in there and just mow everything down and you know, tear it all up. And no, actually, we probably take care of better land. You know, the people who go out there and do the logging and all that, they're under very strict regulation. And they go in there and actually, you know, they rehabilitate the land. And they don't tear it up like they used to. Things have really changed. And we realize that is the future. of the logging industry is taking care of the land, replanting it, and all that, so that you move around and eventually you will come back and you will reharvest that again. It's a renewable resource.
Yeah.
When does the conference begin again?
It is going to we're having our big kickoff Monday with Sarah Palin coming in. She is our real keynote speaker and going to kick it off. Thursday morning is when we will start with our breakfast, and we have Mike Peel, who is from the show Axeman, who's coming. He's going to give our keynote address there at the breakfast, and that he's created a whole lot of sensation. We have two of the most fantastic people coming this year, which has really brought a lot of this to light. And then the show opens up there at the Reading Convention Center. We've moved from the Anderson District Fairgrounds up to the Convention Center this year, so you're going to see a whole lot of different show. We open that up at noon on Thursday, and it runs all day Friday and then Saturday. So we're encouraging people to come on out and get an education and listen to what Ted is doing. And you know, if you could talk to the kids after they come back, Ted talk, you know, what the kids go out there, they've never been in the forest before. What happens when they really see what goes on?
Well, what's really great is we have two programs here at the conference, and you mentioned Thursday morning when it kicks off. And Thursday morning we have what we call Education Day, which is going to be here at the Reading Convention Center this year. And this year we have 475 fourth grade students coming to the convention center, and they get a guided tour. Some resource professionals come in. They pair up with the student classes. They take them around. They see demonstrations of historic to modern saws, chainsaw carving. They see a working steam donkey in action. They get to go to a logging sports competition where they see speed chopping, axe throwing, and they get to see a wildlife show where they bring in, you know, owls, eagles. Sometimes they even have alligators, rattlesnakes, just things that they have. And they participate in a poster contest. So that starts it off for them. And then we like to follow that up the following year with our Inwoods Forest Harvest demonstration. This is a live logging demonstration. It's going to be up in Viola this year, up in the Shingletown area. And we follow that up. They come out as fifth graders to there, and then also as high school students looking for a career, and this is where they're out in the woods. You know, we do focus them in on the forest history aspect, as you guys were mentioning. How did the forest get to the condition that they're in today? A little history lesson to begin.
We're talking with Ted James on the logging conference, but we have to take a quick break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Termites are the number one cause of structural damage to homes. They can go undetected for years. Level Extermination is your termite undertaker. Give them a call today or go online to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination only deals with termites. If you're a real estate agent that needs a pest inspection, a property manager needing a termite inspection, a general contractor needing a soil pretreatment, or a homeowner wanting a free termite inspection, give Level Extermination a call at 241-1598 or log on to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination can also assist you with questions about Section 1 and Section 2 requirements when you're buying or selling your home. Level Extermination offers annual termite control service. Level Extermination is locally owned, serving Shasta and Tehama counties. They even provide 24-hour emergency inspection services to meet escrow requirements. Call Dale Level at 241-1598 and recognize the difference. Level Extermination, your local termite professional. Call 241-1598 or get them online at termiteundertaker.com. Give Dale a call today, 241-1598.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness.
don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Start your day with America's Morning News from 3 till 6 a.m. Then an hour of news from the KCNR studios. Then it's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio from 7 till 9. Dennis Miller from 9 to noon. Laura Ingram from noon till 3. Michael Savage 3 to 6 and much, much more. Stay with us and thanks for listening to KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Shrimp boats are coming. Come around the bend.
7:54. It's 47 degrees out right now. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. It's, like I said, 47. Rainy forecast is going to be probably just about 50. Rainy all day. Until tonight, I heard Bob say.
Lots of rain tonight.
Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway. What were we talking about? We were talking about this great logging conference that's here for how many days?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Now we're talking, the front page is about the convention center. Logging conference is at the convention center. How much money does the logging conference bring in?
It brings money in, and this is very interesting, and I hope that people will go down there, and look at this in a couple of different ways. Number one, it's the first year that we're moving it up to the Reading Convention Center. It's been down at the Anderson District Fairgrounds for years. And so what you're going to see is a different dynamics up here in Reading. We used to have at the convention center our breakfast and our dinners. Well, now we're going to have, that's all going to be taken up by the show, so we're moving over to the Holiday Inn, and they're going to have the breakfast and the dinners over there. So, different dynamics in that we have people coming in, especially this year with Sarah Palin coming in on Monday. Well, we've got people coming up, and they're going to be staying all week long. So, the convention center, they say that they're losing money doing this, but isn't it supporting the community? So you have people coming in for a week to stay here, and they're going to eat here, and they're going to stay in the hotels, and they're going to shop. And then we have the fact that when things are sold here at the convention center, that the sales tax is now going to stay in Reading. So what is Reading gaining from this? You have to put all those dynamics together to say, is the convention center, do they physically lose money on the show? Yes, but what does it bring to the community by having it here? And this is a huge discussion, and I hope people go down there and say, what other trade shows can we bring? We're going to show you how we can get thousands and thousands of people to come to this area. They're going to come here for a reason. They're going to get the education. There's all kinds of things that are going on down there, activities. There's going to be vendors. They're selling their products. We still are working out in the woods. They're going to sell those products. And why can't we bring some more trade shows? Why can't we, use this as an example of what can happen when you bring people together and put in a regional trade show? We haven't had this for a long time, so I hope some people go down there and take a look at this before they start making some drastic, statements about, the convention center just going away.
Well, we have just a few minutes left, and Ted, if your closing thoughts on encouraging a person who might, why would I want to come to a login conference? What would somebody who's not involved with the industry find?
Well, I think they'd be surprised at how much there is to see, just the diversity. I mean, it's not just equipment, but there's training, there's educational things going on. And so, lots of people to talk to. It's a, industry of folks that are very proud of the work they do, and they want to share that with you. So there's lots of conversation going on. These are the right people to ask if you have questions or concerns, anything with natural resources.
And the dates, again, we talked about Thursday. We're talking next Thursday.
Correct.
Yeah. Next Thursday. It's not Super Bowl weekend. It's the weekend after Super Bowl weekend.
That'll be the Thursday where we have some nice weather.
And Sarah Palin begins Monday.
And we can all start yelling, "Who dat?"
And we are having tickets. We are giving away two tickets tomorrow. So be listening on our show. You can call
two tickets to Sarah Palin.
Right. We're going to have you call 605-4565. That's our office. We'll have somebody out there answering your calls, taking your names. And by the end of our show, you will get two tickets for the evening concert
with Sarah.
$75 mm-hmm. tickets, folks.
And we guarantee you.
No freebies on this one.
We guarantee you that you'll be able to sit there. Pleasure to see you. That's all the guarantees we'll give you. We're not going to take pick you up. We're not going to drop you off, and I'm not going to buy you a beer.
Well, maybe next week you guys can call in after Thursday kicks off. Tell us what's happening on Friday. You can call us from the event and say, don't forget, Friday today we have someplace. You know, just call us from your cell phone.
Well, you're entertaining down there next Friday, aren't you?
Well, that's right.
That's
maybe
right.
I'll call. But I'm doing the luncheon. So we're talking in the morning, early morning. I'm doing the ladies' luncheon.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ted. James, your blue ox is still double parked out there. I'm sure it's causing consternation. The meter maid is trying to move it. You know what?
Meter maids don't come on till late. So
that's true.
We're doing I got a minute.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for stopping by, and maybe we can get the Axeman on next week.
That's true. You know, Mike Peel will be here from the show Axeman. Go to the History Channel, watch him. It's a great. What a family. The family that chops together stays together.
Well, maybe this is, we're talking about taking care of the environment, and you watch them chopping each other down every week. So.
Love it.
They're hard-working people, but you know what? They do their job.
There you go. Well, that's what counts. Okay, this is Carl and Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio. We're going to end up this segment. When we come back, Tom Armelino, the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, will be on. This is KCNR, Shasta Reading. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest this hour will be Tom Armelino, Superintendent of the Shasta County Schools. But we're going to go to Mary Lou first.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Mary Lou.
I know you're talking about the logging conference, which is great, but I wanted to talk about the program at Sacred Heart School yesterday.
Yay, we had a call earlier.
Yeah, that was Norm.
Yeah.
They do this every year. And last year they honored a man with no known relatives. They accompanied the remains to the cemetery, went through the whole service, and they have adopted this man now as their own. So he does have relatives now.
Oh.
But yesterday the Patriot Guards were there, and they formed a flag line, and the little kids were bumping into each other going, oh, look it.
Oh.
And I was so proud of them. But they do put on this program every year, and they sing patriotic songs, and it was really neat.
Well, you know what? Every time you kind of like you have you look to our leadership and you find something wanting, then you look to the children and you say, okay, we got the future.
You know, you can never have too much patriotism, too. And
that's right.
And when these little kids see these men that have served, and some that have not served, but they still want to honor those who have served, are in the flag line. There's something about the feeling that is just, it makes you so proud. It's a symbol. And
they had Patriot Riders there, and they had a couple from the Purple Heart Association, and some of the submariners were there. So it was a neat program.
It's an eclectic group, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we hope next time something like that happens for some reason, like we said, if it came out in an email or an announcement, that you keep us informed here, because you know we are so proud of our veterans, and Free Fire Radio started on the concept of really being a voice for the veterans.
Right.
So keep us involved. Keep us on the line for all of what you have to do with regarding veterans and other things that you're doing out there.
You too. Have a good day.
Thank you,
Mary.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our guest, Tom.
Good morning.
Our guest is Tom Armelino.
And how are you today?
Superintendent of the Shasta County Schools, and was our guest yesterday. I guess it's almost like kind of Education Week. We had Gary Lewis from Shasta College, president of Shasta Trinity and Tehama County Community College. And now we have Tom, and yesterday we had the superintendent of the Shasta Union High School District. And then, Tom, you have another guest today.
I do. Good morning. I have Charlie Hoffman here. He's the superintendent of the Shasta ROP program, and we're excited to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You know, one of the things that has been in the papers lately has been the ROP program, the Regional Occupation Program. Charlie, could I get you to, for case somebody doesn't really understand what the Regional Occupation Program is, could you explain what that is?
Sure, thanks. Would love to do that. The Regional Occupational Program was created by the state about 40 years ago, and it allows several different high schools and school districts to pool resources for and receive extra funding beyond regular student attendance funding to do career education for students. And career education classes, as you can imagine, are very expensive when we're buying things like firefighting turnouts and breathing apparatuses and automotive lifts and computer diagnostics for auto tech and hospital beds and EKG machines. And so any one school district or any one high school would have a great deal of difficulty affording to offer those classes. And so the state provided the ROP program so that students from several different high schools could come together and be offered this opportunity for advanced career training with this expensive equipment in a small classroom setting with a relatively small number of students per teacher. And it's been done that way for 40 years. The ROP in Shasta County has been around for just over 30 years. It changed from being a county office-run program to a co-op, a JPA, as you heard yesterday, that's comprised of six school districts, Shasta Union High School District, Anderson Union High School District, Gateway, Burney, Trinity over in Weaverville, and Hayfork. And we fund classes for career education both on the high school campuses and at our ROP center, which is our own campus here in town where we offer those really specialized, really more expensive courses. We provide some education to young adults, but 90% of our learning opportunities are for high school students. And we bus students from six different high schools to our center every day, and students are there for 2 hours, and then they go back to their home campus. And they graduate prepared to earn a living wage at an entry level in a career in the local area.
Well, it sounds like the program is just a great program.
It is a great program. It was created by the state really before there was a huge shortage of workers for these middle skill jobs that require training after high school but don't necessarily require a college degree. And it was really a great example of foresight out of Sacramento, because now there really is a shortage of qualified employees for many of those jobs.
Yeah.
And it has worked really, really well.
Okay. I want to talk about the impacts that the ROP is suffering here over this year and next year when we come back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt, and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone line 0605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2140.
If you'd like to make a call.
I wouldn't like to make a call. Why would I want to make a call, Bob?
Are you calling up the weather?
Are you calling? 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, Tom, we need you to call back somehow. We dropped your call. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's gives you the coffee you want. You can buy it in bulk there, too. Joe and Shelley support our community, support the veterans, support every, you know, support a lot of events that are going on in our community. So much more than just a tobacco emporium. Okay, looks like we lost them for a couple of minutes because I wanted to talk to them about the
Charlie Hoffman, the Shasta ROP director.
Yeah, I want to talk to him about the impacts that Shasta Union High School pulling, that district pulling out on the ROP program. You know, people that we've had on the program before talking about it were concerned that when Shasta Union High School went, you know, they were showing a pathway to these types of programs as opposed to having a real program there.
Looks like we have our caller back on the line. Good morning. Sorry about dropping you, but welcome back.
Thank you.
So we have Tom and Charlie Hoffman.
You know, I guess it must have been getting pretty bad that they're even cutting the phone lines out there at this, you know, at the school superintendent's area, huh? You know.
All right. So you had a question for Charlie.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie. And
yes.
Tom, we don't mean to be ignoring you, but you know, you had your chance yesterday. You can hop in, though.
I can handle it.
Okay. Hey, Charlie. What's the impact that having Shasta Union High School District go their own way?
Well, Shasta Union High School District is just over half of our total student attendance, and therefore just over half of our revenue. So we took a 20% budget cut this year compared to what our budget was last year, which is because we're a categorical program, is larger than any of the schools took, and we've managed that. Luckily, we have significant fund balance reserves that we can draw down during this time. But so we lose half of our revenue, so obviously we have to make large-scale cuts in our program. The good news is that two-thirds of the students that attended our campus, our ROP Center, were Shasta Union students. So we can cut the number of periods of instruction offered there at the center and achieve most of the budget cuts that we need. I mean, we've also cut deeply into administration, and we're deficit spending a little bit, but that's why we have a reserve that we can draw down from. The good news is that the course offerings that we'll offer to the students that come to us from charter schools and Central Valley High School and West Valley High School and Anderson High School, and occasionally from Burney High School or Trinity High School, those course offerings will not change very much next year. We will offer fewer periods of just about every course, but most of the courses we currently offer, we will offer again next year. So you know, really good news for the students from those other districts, and we continue to feel really good about the learning opportunities we're offering for local students.
Oh, so but you are into deficit spending, though, right?
And we were last year, and we are this year. But the budget we put together, we anticipate that we'll actually be deficit spending slightly less next year, and deficit spending at a level that we could continue for 10 years, and we would still have sufficient funding in reserve to be able to operate the ROP. So it's not like we'll be able to struggle and limp along for 1 or 2 years without Shasta Union and then collapse. We think we're in it for the long haul, and we think we have a plan that continues to offer.
Well, that's great news.
But Charlie, I have a question for you. For those who are looking to do something that have retired and they know the value of kind of their Mr. Holland's opus, if you will, that one person that became a mentor that flipped the switch from going in a different direction and going towards a positive reinforcement in having value. If somebody's retired and they want to do something where they can help the ROP, be of service as a teacher, do you have volunteers?
We don't have much volunteer participation. All of our teachers are former industry employees, and most of our teachers are retired. You know, both of our firefighting instructors are retired professional firefighters. Our auto instructor is retired from the automotive industry and so forth. They're wonderful to work with because they've really chosen to go into teaching, and they're absolutely passionate about their field and really appreciate the chance to work with kids. And all of them could certainly make more money back in their old career field. But and career education instructors are hard to come by because mostly when folks retire, they want to go fishing.
Yeah, but when you retire under the state plan, you can retire when you're, what, 45?
Not as a teacher. Maybe from the Marines.
Ooh.
You're only 45, right, Carl?
I just look like I'm 45.
Okay.
Hey, look, this is Carl and the Bob. We have to take a break to get back on schedule here, especially after I've got to run out of here and hide. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, this is Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank all of our loyal customers. Now that winter finally got here, we hope you're saving money by using your Monitor and Toyo kerosene heaters. At the plant, we have clear and dyed diesel, unleaded, greases, synthetics, and oils. Everything from race fuels to propane bottles, we have it all. So give us a call at Northern Lights Energy. Talk to our friendly staff. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is in February 11th, 12th, and 13th. We will be at the Redding Convention Center this year. So stop by our booth and say hello. Saturday is a big day. It's free to the public. Everything from the backhoe rodeo to logging competition to antique trucks. We still have a few spaces available. Sarah Palin tickets for the 8th are being sold through the Convention Center for the matinee. So give us a call and support your community. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Join your community in building a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of the services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to our veterans. NorCalVets.com believes that we should not only support our veterans, but their families and the businesses, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please call NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. That's NorCalVets.com.
Furniture for life, Huber Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
You can cozy up to your sweetheart this Valentine's Day on a love seat you just won from Kubler's Furniture. Come into Kubler's Furniture today and enter to win a free, luxurious love seat. It's a beautiful Macy Cafe love seat with saddle arms and bustle back designs surrounding the supportive cushions and richly finished tapered block feet. Enter to win at Kubler's Furniture in the Shasta Center, 1894 Churn Creek Road. Kubler's Furniture offers free design consultation and free color coordination. Quality products in stock at great pricing. Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus in the Shasta Center at 1894 Churn Creek Road in Redding.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Good morning. Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here at 8:24, February 4th. KCNR1460.com. We're taking your emails on the air right now. Charlie Hoffman, Shasta ROP. Good morning. Are you still there?
Charlie.
Charlie and Tom.
We're still connected.
Good morning, guys.
Those engineers.
Okay, we're hearing you. It's something about engineers. I heard that. You're saying they need some engineers over there.
we were talking about you, I promise.
I tell you what, Bob takes those types of things really personally. You know, you can make your voice very squeaky. Okay,
Charlie.
Yes.
Hey, Charlie, the people that were in, especially the firefighting program, are they going to be able to, and that was a couple of emails we got from concerned parents.
Sure.
Was about, they've started the first year, will they be able to finish the second year at
we're
ROP?
We're in the process of arranging an agreement with Shasta Union High School District so that for 1 year, based on what it costs to educate those students, based on a historical average cost, that the high school district could pay the ROP a per-student cost basis fee so that those students could have access to the second year of the program for next year only. And, you know, that was really a gesture of goodwill on part of really the Central Valley and Anderson school districts, really more than in the ROP. You know, the ROP, we're a co-op, we're a partnership, and it was important that those districts be on board, and they are. You know, the concern is more about the students and those students continuing the program and earning their certifications from the state fire marshal, and so that they can go and have great careers.
That's great. I mean, I'm glad to see they can finish that out, because I know that was one of the big things from the families. And it seems like what, you know, Tom, for you, is that the work done with the ROP on both sides has alleviated a lot of the concerns of the families.
Yeah, I think folks are, it's difficult when you take something that's been in place for a long time and change it. And I think the leadership, Charlie's leadership, and, you know, is really trying to help, you know, make this the best that they can. And then also understanding that the Shasta Union High School District is, you know, we're all struggling financially and making some financial decisions and feeling the need to be able to kind of pursue that on their own. So I think those folks are trying real hard to work together to try to do what's right for kids.
Okay. You know, Tom, we're not going to hold you here for the whole hour. I know how busy you've been. And how much we appreciate you being on for 2 days, but the loss of finances to the district, we've gone around it in different ways. Is there any chance that there's going to be consolidation, admin wise, system wise, so that we can start saving money?
Well, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. I think what you're going to do, you're going to see, my answer would be yes. I think you're going to see more shared administration. We've been doing quite a bit of that over the last few years, and you're going to continue to see that. There's a lot of talk now of some folks will be retiring and looking at other ways where folks, other leadership, would be able to help in that area. And, like I mentioned yesterday, the best example is the New Millennium Partnership and the Reading School District Superintendent and their business folks and curriculum folks doing all those services for those other three small districts. And
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to continue to see that model. There's some other talk out there about some of the students in some of the smaller districts, possibly the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, maybe being served by a larger middle school. So I think we're going to continue to see that. It will probably still take some time for folks to want to consolidate those boards and those small communities in particular. They really value their school, and they are concerned always about losing their autonomy, and they choose small towns for reasons, and they like their small community and their smaller schools, and they don't want to lose some of that autonomy and that small-town values that go with that. We're already seeing that. We're seeing folks already sharing administrative costs and looking at the economy of scale piece, and I think you'll continue to see that.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the questions that came in yesterday was when you have a principal and a superintendent in the same job, are they dual-headed that way?
Pretty tough job. Very difficult job. What I always tell folks is what a principal superintendent does is during the day they're a principal, and at night and weekends and early mornings they're a superintendent, where they're just as you can't separate that work. A principal is a full-time job and some, so that is a very difficult job.
Okay, and then the last part of that question was, are they paid for both of them, or are they just paid one pay?
No, they're not paid for both of them. They just receive one salary.
Okay, that was, I guess, a misnomer that some people thought. We're going to take a break here in about a minute. When we come back, and that's when we'll get your final thoughts, Tom. But the thing is that and what I'd like you to kind of give us here in the last, after we come back from the break, is your sense of the future for Shasta County and our education system.
Okay.
All right. And then after that, we're going to be discussing, we have a few other items on the line today, including speeches made by our president. This thing that happened down in Arizona, with motivational speaker killing
people.
We're
going to talk about the Sweat Lodge. We're going to talk about Scott Brown. We're going to talk about KIXC tonight. We're going to talk about Anselmo's, what's happening on the 14th. But this is Carla Nabot, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Breaking news out of Los Angeles. The attorney for Michael Jackson's doctor says his client is negotiating a surrender to authorities who are about to file manslaughter charges. Toyota in turmoil now with Prius problems sparking a federal probe.
You're going down a bumpy road or you hit a pothole in your new 2010 Toyota Prius, then you try your brakes. They may not work if you have the same trouble as 124 consumers that have complained to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Fox Radio's Jill Nato in Washington. This is the automaker scrambles to fix a sticking gas pedal problem. President Obama huddles with Democratic leaders on jobs today.
We need to have a jobs agenda that will pass through the Senate that will create jobs across America as quickly as possible.
Senator Dick Durbin says Democrats plan to introduce a bill today as Republicans continue blasting the president's proposals. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Five Star Bank celebrates 10 years of doing business in the Great Central Valley. In 1999, our goal was to provide local banking with an emphasis on commercial, real estate, and small business. 10 years later, Five Star Bank has grown into a trusted business partner, providing customers with solution-based personal service. Business, real estate, personal banking, Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell, Reading. Visit us at our website at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, a local bank dedicated to emerging business.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guests today have been the Shasta County Superintendent of All Schools, Tom Arnolino, the Abbasi De Scully, and then Charlie Hoffman, who's got the ROP, Regional Occupation Program. Tom, again, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Now, can you give us your best shot at this year and maybe even looking into next year? What's going on with financing? Are we going to be able to hold our own? Does it look like, if it keeps going like this, we're going to be losing programs? What?
Yeah, I am an optimist and I'm a very optimistic guy but my optimism honestly is I'm struggling with that right now. Our Shasta County schools just since 2007-08 have lost $45 million, and we're looking at losing another $6 million next year. That is a huge amount of money, and our schools have worked very, very hard to try to make cuts everywhere they can and keep those away from the classroom, but I'm afraid if we continue to receive the cuts that are proposed, and then there's discussion about possibly even more, with nothing in the future very bright for the next couple of years, we're going to struggle. We're not going to be able to offer class sizes as low as we have in the past. I think you're going to see those continue to rise. I think you're going to continue to see some of the things that have happened, even like with the ROP, that folks are going to have to use some monies that are no longer restricted and use those to pay for the general services in a regular classroom. Our materials, things that we've been able to do, extra things for kids, clubs and music and things of those are going to be challenged to be able to continue to do. I have confidence in our local administrators and that they're going to continue to work hard and do their best to educate children. But without any help from our governor or our legislators, we're going to continue to struggle to do that.
Each dollar, each education dollar, do you know how it's broken down? In other words, for every dollar that's set aside for education, how much goes to, salaries? How much goes to maintenance? How much goes to classes?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the majority of the money, almost 90% of the money, goes directly to the classroom. So the rest of the money, I've always told folks, is there's a very small percentage, roughly around 2% is administrative. And then you're going to see everything from fuel for buses to the electricity to keep the lights on, things of that nature. But the majority of the money goes directly to the classroom.
When you say that to the classroom, that means to the teachers too, right?
That means teachers' salaries, aide salaries, administration of the school, teaching supplies, professional development, all kinds of different resources for children.
Well, it seems like there's going to be a continuing like this. It's not going to get any better here in the next few years.
Yeah, everything that we're hearing is that we're going to need to continue to buckle down and prepare for more and more cuts.
Well, Tom.
More fundraising.
More fundraising, yeah. We need a big fundraiser.
Well, we have the convention center. They may shut that down, too.
Yeah, isn't that? It's difficult. I know it's difficult for everybody these days, and so we understand that. So it is hard for us. We understand that everybody's struggling and going through difficult times, and we know as educators in schools, well, we're part of the large part of the state budget. We have to take our share. But it's difficult to sugarcoat it anymore and pretend that it's not having an impact on our schools when it really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom.
We'd like to have you come on a continual basis monthly and tell us what's happening and if there's something happening within the district that we can, draw attention to and have people show up and vote, or if there is a fundraiser or what we can do to be involved, because, we want to have a successful educational program system up here in the North State. Whatever we can do for you.
Well, thank you so much, Carl and Linda. And we really do need your help, and we need the public's help, too, during these times. And I would be more than happy to come on anytime that you need me to. I did want to let you folks know that we will be having a rally. There'll be a public rally on March 3rd. It'll be from 3:30 to 5 p.m. We'll be down by City Hall and over by Cypress School, and you will see educators throughout the county. There'll be rallies throughout the whole state on both March 3rd and March 4th, kind of talking a little bit about what those cuts are going to look like for education and asking for the public support and talking to the legislators so that schools don't take any more cuts to their budgets.
Okay. And well, I'm sure we'll hear from you before that so we can remind everybody. Tom, thanks again for being on the show, and we'll be talking to you soon.
You're welcome, Carl and Linda. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Well, you know, you can't lose $45 million and then another $5 million without having some kind of impact.
Or being kind of, you know, sitting, when you're trying to make movement, when you're trying to move forward and you have to try to maintain that positive attitude, when you feel like you are got your feet in the mud,
mm-hmm.
trying to move forward. So I can understand why that rally, people need to show up. People need to show up to their rally.
You know that, and you have to ask, you know, and again, I'm not trying to, our educators are just, you know, having been a substitute in many of these places, it's been it's eye-opening to be there. But then you have to take a look and say, you know, it's 90 cents out of every dollar goes into the classroom, which includes salaries and everything. Is that going to be looked at?
Okay, I want to talk about tonight.
Okay.
Just going to bounce around here. We've got about 20 minutes left. Are that phone line still open? We still have that weird sound in the microphone, so I was trying to figure that out. Tonight, KIXE is the Sweetheart Auction.
Channel 9,
starting at 7 o'clock. And Carl's going to be auctioning off camera, and I'll be on camera, so I'm not sure. It'll be fun to go down there and find out what's going to be auctioned off. You get some really good deals.
You know,
trips, art, all kinds of fun things.
You know, I have a face for radio and off-camera auctions. I'm just starting to notice that. Yeah, you know, it's how come you're always the one in front and I'm in the back reading things?
Well, there was one time I read the art auction and you did on-camera live wine.
Which is probably why they never let me back when I was doing a little taste testing during the show.
Oh, you were? It was a lot of fun. Hey, you know what else is happening today? Scott Brown, the first Republican sworn in office.
In Massachusetts?
In three decades.
In 3 decades, yes. And wait a minute, what's that sound? Oh, that's the sound of Obama's health care plan giving him this little shudder and sitting back, taking a step back.
Okay, speaking of tonight with the Sweetheart Auction, okay, if you're thinking about what you've got, a couple things you want to talk about. Valentine's Day, for some, feels, oh my God, what am I going to do? I have to, you know, get the card. Or you're feeling pressured. Two things that we're involved with that we like to brag about because we love them is Kubler's is giving a love seat away in conjunction with us here at Free Fire Radio. All you have to do is walk into Kubler's Furniture and fill out the form. And on February 12th, we are going to draw the name. And it's a beautiful love seat that is a kind of a cafe mocha. It's very luxurious. So that's going to be given away free.
If you have a computer, go to our website, KCNR1460. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. There's Linda and I. Just click on it and enter. Just give us your name and a phone number so we can get a hold of you. It's not going to go anywhere else. Nobody's going to bother you. This is just so we can get a hold of you. And... or you go right down to Kubler's on Churn Creek, right next to Cohan Luke's. Put your name in there. And this is, let me say this again, this is free. This is a beautiful piece of furniture, and
that's
it's
fun.
Free.
And also, before we take a break, I'm just going to get this out, because I think Valentine's Day is sold out in Salmo's, but they've added Saturday night where you can, they're going to add dinner. So Saturday night is usually a better night for people than a Sunday night, so that would be February 13th. So if you want to do something really special with your sweetheart, go out to Anselmo and enjoy wine tasting, their award-winning wines, and Chef John Stadelli, who we'll have on next week, who is really, when we say about it, we brag about it, we love it. It is our favorite destination. We can be up there once a week. And if we get this little note, as we were talking about Scott Brown, Bob puts it, if they could harness the energy of Ted Kennedy spinning in his grave, it would reduce our dependence on oil.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Want to know a secret? Dentistry does not have to be painful or scary. A visit to the dentist can be a positive experience even when treatment is necessary. Are you among the over 90 million Americans who are afraid to go to the dentist? Dr. William Farrell, a family dentist with over 30 years of experience, including sedation dentistry, can help you regain your health and have the fabulous smile you have always wanted. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or a missing tooth that needs to be replaced, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff offer safe, effective, comfortable treatments to anxious and fearful patients. Dr. William Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. Is your schedule really busy? Is taking off work or the kids missing school a problem? Dr. Farrell has the answer. For your convenience, Dr. William Farrell has expanded his practice hours to include evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palisadrodentistry.com.
Shrimp folks is a calling, they're saying hard inside. Shrimp folks is a calling, they're dancing tonight. Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
The shrimp bowls are back at C.R. Gibbs American Grill in Reading. One dozen fresh, succulent peel-and-eat shrimp served absolutely free with your dinner entree order any night of the week. That's right, absolutely free. Just for starters with your dinner order at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Backed by popular demand, chilled and served over shaved ice with cocktail sauce and lemon, these legendary shrimp bowls are a perfect starter for any of our delightful dinner entrees and the eatertainment experience. Folks keep coming back for over and over. How do people who like great food and great fun spell eatertainment? C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading, also serving lunch from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 a.m. And you know what?
What?
The shrimp boats are coming back tonight. You know,
I'm gonna go get some.
Hey, we're going to go down there to Sierra Gibbs. The shrimp boats are coming back tonight.
Did he say eatertainment?
He may
I
have.
I like that.
Eatertainment. Yeah, okay. 605-4567. Anybody listen to Fox
like
Radio?
Like Bootylicious or something. What?
Anybody listen to Fox Radio this morning? President Obama was on, and he was talking about, it was the National Prayer Breakfast. And so he was giving a speech about, he was reading a speech about Haiti. And tell me if I'm wrong, anybody that's out there. I know somebody else was out there listening. He was talking about a corpsman and that was helping the Haitians. He was a Haitian. Corpsman this, corpsman that. I thought maybe I was just hearing it wrong. After he said it like the third or fourth time, I think what he was trying to say was corpsman. You know, a hospital corpsman in the Navy, you know, C-O-R-P-S-M-A-N.
The S is silent.
The S is silent. Was he pronouncing it corpsman?
I've done
I
that.
I mean, come on. Somebody must have heard this. This has got to be on YouTube someplace.
I've done that.
Or was I, what, was I just making a mistake? Did I just not hear what he was saying? It could be is that, you know, he was talking about somebody else and that's their name. But if he did say corpsman, this is just going to, you know.
605-4567. What do you think?
Perhaps the teleprompter needs a pronunciation guide.
Well, you know, that could be, you know, but, you know, corpsman.
I said that before. I just got had to be embarrassed into knowing it was that I was saying it. Saying it incorrectly.
Here's what I hope.
What?
I hope I'm incorrect. I would hope that the commander-in-chief would be able to pronounce corpsman. I mean, you know, he's talking about corpsman. I mean, well, of course, when you surround yourself with people that have never been in the military or in business or anything, that could happen.
Okay, well, here's some news. The self-help guru who captured international attention when his Sedona area sweat lodge ceremony turned fatal was arrested Wednesday on 3 counts of manslaughter. Okay, I just want to know, have you ever done anything like this? Have you ever done the sweat lodge, or you fasted, or you went through that whole, like a group kind of a weekend thing? I've done these things before. I've never done the sweat lodge, but I've gone, you know, where I fasted for 2 or 3 days and juice fasted and try to get through the other end. But the sweat lodge thing is really, is very scary. Evidently, the indictment in the case came after nearly 4 months of investigation. It alleges that the death of Kirby Brown, 38, of New York, James Shore, 40, of Milwaukee, and Liz Newman, 49, of Minnesota, during or after Ray's October 8th ceremony were a result of Ray's recklessness. 18 others were taken to hospitals for treatment after the episode. So, this was, and he's set on bail for $5 million. This guy's a multimillionaire. He's written several books. He's had several of these. And I just want to know what went wrong. What really went wrong? It's not like it's the first time he'd ever done anything like this.
Well, yeah, but what they were saying was is that, first of all, they had packed a lot of people in this thing. You couldn't stand up, and people were they've been fasting already, even though they've been told to drink water, and they weren't, so they got into a sweat lodge, and they just dehydrated themselves. And nobody really noticed it until people started dropping.
What it was
somebody was not watching them. And, of course, he's in charge of it. Not only that, but when after it happened, he hopped on a plane and flew back to L.A., our kind of leader.
Well, I'm wondering, before you go into a physical change, like what can happen with your vitals, your levels, that you have to sign some kind of agreement that as I go into this, we're not responsible for you. You have to be responsible for your own self. And so I'm just, you know, I'm not siding with the guy, but I'm just wondering what went wrong. Because if you crawled on your knees, I can tell you right now, I wouldn't be crawling on my knees if I couldn't stand up and there was a group full. I can't even be on the inside of the trolley in San Francisco or being on a bus. I have to have the air and breathe. So you kind of wonder, and at the same time, is that peer group pressure? Do you feel like, oh, if I can't be the one that is going to flip out or the one that's going to cancel going to the sweat lodge because I'm weak, and they're probably, you're in the middle of trying to get to the other side, break through your walls, break through all those voices that hold you down. I don't know. What do you think? I know he's responsible in some way, but I also think that the people who went and crawled into a tent
spent $16,000
in Sedona are also
that.
Responsible.
Yeah. Yes, but if you put people in a dangerous position and you don't have things there to help them, there weren't any people that could give first aid or anything too. So, okay, but if you know that gets you upset, what about Nancy Pelosi? Here's our latest. I keep getting these things about Pelosi spending millions and millions of dollars on airplane rides. Takes the latest in jets and rides from one end of the country.
And sends her family.
That was the big thing. And that, you know what, I understand her being a jet. She's third in line for the presidency, you know, blah, 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 blah. But the things I didn't like was where they would cancel them at the last minute or not say anything. So you'd have flight crew sitting there. But now I understand that her family's being given rides on these big jets. And I'd like to know if that was true.
I don't know. That's
but, you know, her, I understand.
They always get bashed. No matter what you do in those positions, you know, people are going to bash whatever you do. And I'm not saying it's right because...
But we like bashing Pelosi.
Well, okay. Hey, we're going to go to the phones here. Let's see. Good morning. You are on KCNR.
My God. I didn't expect to be through.
Well...
Corpsman is correct. That's a platoon of morticians. And you guys have a good day. Bye.
A platoon of morticians is called a corpsman?
Well?
I don't think so. He wasn't talking about a platoon. He was talking about one guy.
Are you sure? Was he not talking about the bodies? Or was he talking about... I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, who was on the other one?
Good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Is this Jay?
This is Jay.
Okay.
Oh, so there's somebody else was on there too. Bob just surprised. Okay, Jay, what about the sweat lodge?
I'm just saying, look, you know, if you do anything where people pay money, like Linda pointed out, there's a point where you have to take care of yourself. A lot of times you don't want to be held liable for actions. Like if I go snowboarding and break my leg, I'm not going to sue Mount Shasta. But that being said, they also have people out there who can save your butt if you're in trouble. So it was obviously a case of negligence, but I wouldn't say that it was something that he should be completely crucified over.
No, and you know what? And you're right. It is taking responsibility. But and they probably and if it would be interesting to see if they'd had any of these problems before. Did anybody else have a problem like this in a previous? Sweat lodge in a previous week.
Well, 4 counts of manslaughter.
Yeah, that's big.
You know,
I mean, really, what you got to do is, what did he know, and when did he know it?
Right.
Because if he knew about something and he didn't, that's a clear case of negligence. However, if he it was just one of those things that, well, what's going on? Are they going into a trance or something?
Yeah.
And they misdiagnosed it because they're not professional, then who knows?
That's right. Okay, hey.
Well, you have a great day.
Hey, you
hey Jay,
too.
Thanks for your comments. We're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl in the Bot.
Hang on, Margaret.
Yeah. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part D patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. Your destination getaway.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott here at KCNR 1460. This is Clearly News Talk Radio. We're taking your calls 605-4567 this February 4th. It's 8:56. And on the line we have Margaret. Good morning, Margaret.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling about jobs. I feel like that the oil companies are making plenty of money, and they should hire everyone to pump gas in every city in America.
Yay!
And look at the jobs that would cultivate. If they would hire the young people to pump the gas in every city, there would be a lot of jobs taken up.
Well, you know, they pump gas in Oregon. In New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
You can't even get out and pump your own gas from what we remember in Oregon, and they clean your windows.
Right. Well, anyway, and they never tell how many accidents they have with people pumping their own gas and whatnot. So it would be a safety measure as well.
Margaret, hey, good idea. Let's ring the bell. Hey, Margaret, ringing the bell.
And plus, it's nice for ladies when you're dressed in a dress. You just don't want to get out the old
exactly.
nozzle and pump
exactly.
the gas and have that smell all over your hands, and then you're trying to go
well,
into.
Give that a big push.
Thank you.
We will, Margaret. Thanks a lot.
Let's get back to pumping gas like they did in the 50s.
Yeah.
Or typical. What happened to paying 10 cents more? since the 50s, we're
paying $3
more. No, but what happened to paying 10 cents more for full service is what I'm saying.
Well, you know what? Why doesn't one of the stations right here in Reading try it and see what happens?
Full service.
Provide full service. Okay.
Love that.
After our show, of course, he comes on doing his rants is Dennis Miller. And today, Dennis is going to have on Jackie Collins.
She's got a new book
Dynasty
out.
Dynasty and all that.
I wonder what is that, book 25?
It's called Poor Little Bitch Girl. So,
Joan Collins was the actress, and Jackie Collins is her sister. Yeah.
Oh, Jackie, that's right. Jackie is the author. I probably did.
Jackie Collins is the authoress.
Right. And Lisa Dabbs, the book lady, she's the official correspondent for Dennis Miller. But Dennis is just, you know, Dennis turns it loose. We like to listen to Dennis Miller.
And who else is on there?
Ab Stoddard, associate editor of The Hill.
Okay.
These, you know, these are, you know, that he gets into these tete-a-tetes with some of the more, editorial types.
We've been online all morning looking for peace under Peace Corps. We're having a big argument about it here, and so.
There's no argument. It's Peace Corps. It's Corpsman. It's Marine
okay.
Corps.
It's Esprit de Corps.
There is no Corpsman. So, you know, we'll go back and check it. And, you know, maybe I made a mistake, but if I didn't tomorrow, I'm just going to be jumping all over that one. You know, I'm going to have it. We're going to play parts of it. You know, I cannot wait to hear this. But tomorrow is also, we have a big show tomorrow, besides the fact that it's Friday. Yahoo, and only two more working days till Monday.
Steve Carlton,
who's running for district attorney. He's going to be on the show at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then we're going to take him down to Tobacco and Brew so you get to meet him at our town hall meeting from 12 to 1. So, you know, this is our way of getting the candidates out there. And see what else. Okay, well, this got about 30 seconds left here. And Bad Bob's waving at us. So, what, Bob?
Don't forget, okay. KIXE tonight at 7 o'clock, Sweetheart Auction. Call in, say hi. I did on something. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we had a great time here today.
This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Join us tomorrow. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.